This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Have you ever, like, been on one of those websites late at night and, like, you need help with something and that little chat window pops up?
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, okay, it's 2 a.m. How is someone there to answer my questions right now?
Yeah, right.
Well, we're going to find out. So today we are going to be diving deep into AI and customer support.
Yeah.
Specifically for, like, the e-commerce world. And the inspiration for this deep dive is this article by Jim Clannon. It's called 4 Reasons Why E-Commerce Websites Increasingly Use AI Customer Support.
Love that.
Yeah. And, you know, it sounds a little dry maybe when you first hear the title.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to be able to, like, really unpack some interesting stuff here.
Oh, for sure.
So basically, our mission today is to go through these 4 reasons and sort of suss out, you know, what is it about these AI customer support systems that is so appealing to these businesses.
Right.
And on the flip side of that, we're also going to be, you know, talking about what it means for us as customers.
Totally. I mean, because we all remember those, like, early chatbots.
Oh, my God.
And how clunky those were.
Oh, so bad.
It's come a long way.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know if I'd call those AI. It was just, like, a really bad
decision tree.
Yeah. Just like a choose your own adventure that went nowhere.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. But anyways, let's get into it. So, like, reason number one that this article talks about is just, like, the 24/7 support aspect.
That's like the bread and butter, I feel like,
yeah,
AI customer service, right?
Yeah.
It's always on. You can always provide support no matter what time of day it is.
Right. And, you know, the article points out that it's not just, like, these multinational huge corporations that can take advantage of this.
For sure. Yeah.
Like, even smaller companies can get in on the action.
Totally.
And it mentions, like, you know, a small business in, like, Atlanta.
Okay.
Can now market their products internationally because they know they have this AI that can be answering questions at any time.
Makes sense.
So it really is, like, a huge.
Yeah, it's a huge.
It's a game changer.
Game changer.
Yeah. For everyone involved.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, if you've ever, like, you know, gotten help with something online at, like, 2 a.m. or something.
Totally.
You know, that's probably AI right there.
Yeah, definitely.
So moving right along. So the article's second big reason.
Yeah.
It talks about these proactive notifications about goods and services.
Okay.
So, like, how does that even work? Like, what's going on there?
Well, basically what happens is the AI is able to keep track of, like, your interests based on what you look at on the website.
So, like, what pages you go to.
Yeah, exactly what pages you go to, how long you stay on the pages, what you're clicking on, all that good stuff.
Gotcha.
So it's able to sort of create a profile of you as a shopper.
So the website is, like, learning about me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then it's able to use that information to send you these proactive notifications.
Interesting.
So that could be like a sale on an item that you were just looking at.
Oh, okay.
Or a discount code for items that you have in your wish list.
Ooh.
Or even just like a notification for new arrivals.
Okay.
That fit into like what it thinks that your interests are.
Gotcha.
The goal here being obviously to increase revenue.
Right. Yeah. Maybe buy more stuff.
Yeah. So like if you've ever been online shopping.
Totally.
And you've spent some time looking at, like, I don't know, a pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then seemingly out of nowhere, you get an email about a deal on those shoes or a similar pair of shoes.
Yeah.
That's AI at work.
Yeah, that's happened to me for sure.
Yeah, for sure. It happens to all of us.
Yeah.
It's very common.
That's pretty clever.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
It's definitely effective as well.
Right.
Because, you know, you're much more likely to purchase something if it's something that you're already thinking about and looking at.
Totally. Totally. So moving on to number three. Let's do it. The article talks about predictive analytics.
Oh, yeah.
For customization. So we were just talking about how, like, the website is learning about you as a shopper.
Right.
So this sounds like kind of a similar thing.
It's definitely related for sure.
Yeah. So like how does that work?
So basically what's happening here is e-commerce sites are using AI to sort of analyze your browsing history.
Okay.
And this is often done through things like cookies, you know, those little data files that websites store on your browser.
Oh, yeah.
And they use all this information to predict what products or services you'd be most interested in seeing.
So, like, instead of going to a website and everyone's seeing the same homepage,
it
can be different for each person.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So, the article gives an example of this, and it says, like, you know, if you've been browsing women's exercise equipment.
Okay.
The next time you visit that site, the homepage might be featuring, like, you know, all sorts of workout gear for women.
Interesting.
Yeah. But, like, Let's say someone else had been on the same website, but they were looking at like coffee makers.
Gotcha.
They would then see like a completely different set of products.
So they're both going to the same website, but they're seeing completely different things.
Exactly. And it's all based on like what the AI thinks they want to see.
That's wild. So they're really trying to like cater to you right when you get to the website.
For sure. It's all about like, you know, making the experience as seamless as possible for the individual.
That's crazy.
It is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it makes you think about like what kind of stuff they must be tracking, you know?
Yeah. It makes you wonder.
Yeah. But I guess it does make sense. Like if you're shown stuff that you're actually interested in, you're more likely to make a purchase.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the other side of it too is like the less time you have to spend scrolling through things that you don't care about.
Right. Yeah.
The more likely you are to like, you know, to make a purchase or just stay on the site longer and, you know, continue engaging.
Right. Makes sense. All right. So that was number three. So I guess that brings us to the fourth and final reason.
The final reason.
In this article. And that is intelligent chatbots.
Okay.
And I feel like this is, you know, people probably have strong feelings about chatbots.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have had a negative experience with chatbots.
Because the early versions of chatbots were so bad.
They were pretty terrible.
Like, just the worst.
Yeah.
But it seems like they're getting a lot better.
They definitely are getting a lot better. The technology has come a long way. And a lot of that, I think, has to do with, like, advances in deep learning.
Okay. So deep learning, like, can you explain a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So basically, deep learning is like a subset of AI.
Okay.
And it allows these machines to basically analyze massive amounts of data.
Okay.
And find patterns.
Okay.
In a way that like mimics the human brain.
So it's like a computer that's learning like a person would.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
Yeah. And so what that means for chatbots is that they're able to understand natural language.
So like if I'm typing in a question.
Exactly.
It can understand what I'm saying, even if I don't use like the perfect keywords.
Yeah. Exactly. It can understand the nuances of human language much better than the older chatbots.
Right.
And that leads to like much more meaningful conversations and more helpful responses.
Interesting. So it sounds like these chatbots are like, they can actually be helpful now.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to just like frustrating.
Yeah. And another like big improvement with these intelligent chatbots.
Yeah.
Is that they can recognize when a human agent is actually needed.
Okay.
So they can seamlessly transfer you to a real person when, you know, when the AI reaches its limit.
So I'm not stuck in this loop anymore.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
No more infinite loops. No more talking to a brick wall.
Right. That's a huge improvement.
And a big one.
Yeah. I mean, because like how many times have you tried to use a chatbot?
Oh, countless times.
And then you get so frustrated
because
it just doesn't understand what you're saying.
And it keeps giving you like the same like three responses.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Or like links to like FAQs that have nothing to do with what you're asking about.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
So, yeah. I mean, basically, it sounds like these chatbots, they can handle like the easy questions.
The easy stuff.
And the basic stuff. Yeah.
The more complex stuff goes to an actual human.
Exactly. Which ultimately, I think, leads to like a much better customer experience overall.
Right.
And it helps businesses, too.
How so?
Well, because, you know, they can really optimize their staffing costs that way.
Right. So they don't need as many humans to be there.
Exactly.
Because the AI is taking care of like 80% of the issues or something.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And the article, you know, suggests that as this AI technology continues to evolve, these negative perceptions that people have about chatbots are going to fade away.
Yeah, so too. Like once people start having good experiences with them,
it'll
change their whole perspective on it.
Totally. And really, like, they're already getting so much better.
That, I feel like people are already starting to have more positive experiences.
Yeah. I mean, like, to be honest, I still get a little, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh, when I see the little chat window pop up.
Right.
But maybe that will change as things improve. So, all right. So those are the four reasons.
Those are the four reasons, according to Jim Clannon.
Yeah. But, you know, taking a step back and thinking about the bigger picture here, it seems like this AI stuff is only going to become more important.
Absolute.
In the world of e-commerce.
I think it's inevitable.
Yeah. The article even mentions that, like, these e-commerce website design firms are like watching all this stuff super closely.
They're on the cutting edge for sure.
Yeah, they need to be.
Yeah.
Because if they're not,
great.
They're going to get left behind.
Exactly.
So it really does seem like like the article concludes
yeah.
that as these like chatbots and databases and predictive analytics all get better, you know, more and more e-commerce sites are going to be adopting this technology.
Makes sense to me.
So, I mean, as an online shopper, like, what do you think about all this?
I mean, I think it's exciting in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You know, like, I like the idea of having 24/7 support.
Sure.
And I like the idea of, like, you know, getting personalized recommendations.
I know, too.
But at the same time, I do think there's, like, a little bit of a creep factor to it all, you know, like.
Right, because they are tracking so much data about us.
Yeah.
And it is a little creepy to think about, like, how much they know.
Yeah.
But I guess it's kind of the price we pay for convenience.
Yeah, I guess so.
So I guess the question is it worth it?
That's the question for sure.
Well, I think that's all the time we have for today. But, you know, this has been a really fascinating deep dive.
Yeah, yes.
Into AI in e-commerce.
A lot to think about for sure.
So just to kind of recap what we talked about, you know, the four big advantages.
Yep.
Cost-effective 24/7 availability.
Right.
You know, being able to send out these proactive notifications.
Personalized like experience.
The intelligent chatbots. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's all really, really interesting stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I guess I'll just leave you with this, like, parting thought.
Yeah.
You know, as we move forward. And this AI stuff gets more and more integrated into our online shopping experience.
Yeah.
I just want to ask, you know, how is it going to continue to shape the way that we discover and purchase goods and services? Oh, and yeah. What are like the new possibilities that might emerge from it? But also, what are some of the challenges that might come up that we haven't even thought of yet?
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah, I guess the next time you're online shopping, just kind of, you know, take a minute to think about the AI that's working behind the scenes.
Pay attention.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right, well, that is all for today. We'll see you next time for another deep dive.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.